Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Isaac is a rich man, but I don't care how rich you are, you got to have food, right? So he relocates and apparently is heading to Egypt. But at this particular place, at Gerar, the Lord appeared to him. You know, the Lord is faithful, isn't he? When you trust in him and you depend on your covenant with him, how many remember, you know, he appeared to Joseph and warned him when Jesus was a babe about, you know, stay here. No, now leave here and go. Now it's okay to come back. Oh, thank God for the leading of the Spirit. We're living the Spirit-led life, are we not? And you can't separate faith for protection from being led. The two go hand in hand. And so the Lord appeared to him and said, go not down to Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell you of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you and will bless you. Now let me stop right there. Where will the blessing occur for Isaac? In that place, right? He said, in this land. What if he had gone on to Egypt? Would he have been blessed the same? What if he decided to go somewhere else? And so we're talking about what kind of God is God. He's a blesser, right? He'll protect you. He's faithful. He'll warn you. He'll show you. He'll lead you. He'll bless you. He'll make you rich. But that's not all there is to it. There's a manward side to this thing. You must obey. Abraham was obedient. How many think he taught Isaac what he had learned about? You know he did. He taught Isaac. I don't know specifically that the Bible says Isaac was a tither. It does say Jacob was, the next generation. But I don't see any reason, I mean, to think why he wouldn't be. I mean, they all come from the same stock. But anyway, he learned about God from somebody who knew something about God, his daddy, Abraham. And when the Lord tells him, don't go to Egypt, that seems like a bad economic decision. And it went on from there. He told him, you stay right here. Everybody say, stay. And I'll be with you and will bless you. He's going to bless you in his plan, in the place where you're supposed to be. We've said it like this before. You know that if you're out of your place, you're out of your grace, and you'll fall on your face. And it's a fact. You watch and see. People sometimes quote a part of a scripture and ignore other scriptures. They say, well, the Bible said go into all the world and preach the gospel. It did. It didn't say that just to John Smith. That's to all of us. Did you hear me? John Smith is not going to single-handedly preach the gospel to every creature on the planet. Right? What does that mean? That anywhere to go to preach the gospel is okay as long as you're going. Well, if you read the book of Acts, you see them applying what Jesus told them. You see people like the Apostle Paul. He's going into the world and preaching the gospel. But the book of Acts reveals that he'd go to a certain place and the Holy Ghost would say, don't go there. Right? Would forbid him to go into that place. Why? Is it wrong to preach the gospel to people there? For him it is. But see, God's got other people. Right? And if you're a minister, you got to realize not everybody's ready for you. God knows who will receive through you and who won't. And he will send you to the right people that will receive through you. We're vessels. It's like drinking water from a cup. And some people are just ignorant. I mean, you know, they can be starving to death for a drink of water. And you hand them a cup and they go, oh, no, I don't drink from brown cups. No. No brown cups. Well, then just stay thirsty. I don't drink from yellow cups. Now, I don't drink from cups with a southern drawl. I don't drink from educated cups. I don't drink from rich cups. Well, you have severely limited yourself. No, if you really want to grow and develop fully like you should, you got to be willing to drink from whatever cup. Anyway, anyhow. The Lord taught me a lesson some years ago about this. There was a fellow who was a minister and had messed up. Oh, man, he had messed his life up, sinned. I mean, messed up big time. And had estranged himself from his family and his church and his wife. And he was there where I was at, endeavoring to get some help from another minister or so. And I was part of it. And he did get back to God. Thank God. And repented. Well, we were in a prayer meeting. And in this prayer meeting, the Spirit of God began to move in a number of different ways. And he started to prophesy to me. Well, my initial reaction was, No, I don't think this is God. And people can miss it. And of course, I knew all the stuff he'd just been doing. And I was thinking, why is he doing that, you know? And then I closed my eyes and I checked my heart and I thought, Yeah, that's right. And I looked at him and thought, No, I can't be. But then I checked my heart and I thought, yeah. Well, it was right. And I thank God that the Lord helped me to be open-minded enough to realize it was him. And if the guy really did repent, is he clean or not?
Yes.
Is he really forgiven or not?
Yes.
Then is he fit to be used or not?
Yes.
See, a lot of people don't see like God sees. So be open. God could talk to you through somebody bagging groceries at the checkout stand. God could talk to you through a service station attendant that may not even be saved. Just an idea comes across their mind and they say it. Be able to recognize what God is saying. God in anybody, anywhere. And of course, don't be gullible. Just because somebody says, yea, thus saith the Lord, that does not mean it is.
Right?
Yeah, but they're a prophet. Said who? Yeah, but they're an apostle. Maybe they is, maybe they ain't. You have the Spirit in you. And you'll know what's right. You'll have the witness. How do we get off on all that? Are you there in Genesis? He told him, you stay right here. Everybody say, stay right here. When the Lord tells you stay right here, can you be blessed just as well somewhere else?
No.
I know, looking back over my life, the Lord sent us to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. And we were blessed there. Now, it didn't happen overnight. It didn't happen all in 5 years. But over the course of the years, man, we were blessed and taught and trained. Now, for me, there would have been nowhere else where I could have received as much or been as blessed. Now, that doesn't mean that there's no other ministry in the earth as good. Now, did you hear that? Now, lots of people say, well, you know, our church is the best. Well, if it is, then everybody else's is second rate to yours. Did you hear me? Well, our ministry and that ministry is the best. No, if the Lord sent you there, then it is the best for you. Right? And nowhere else will you receive what you're supposed to receive like the place where he sent you. Right? And I'm telling you, I've seen this so many times. Excuse me. People, we've had it happen in this church already too many times. People come in and say, oh, Oh, what an answer to prayer. We're supposed to be here. God has hooked us up. We're here. Oh, this is it. This is where we're supposed to be. A month later, offended about something and gone. Gone. And they think that it was about something with us. Well, friend, if the Lord told you to do something, if He told you to come to this church, you better come to this church even if you don't like looking at me. I'm serious. See, people just get people in their eyes. They just get to looking, well, I don't like him, or I don't like that, or they didn't do this, or they didn't do that. They don't have an awareness of who they're serving. You don't serve me. I don't serve you. You're not going to stand before me at the judgment seat of Christ and give an account for what you did with your life. I'm not going to stand before you. And so you get so many times people are led into something, but then they jump out of the will of God because of an offense. And so they bounce around from here to there and here to there and struggle. I'm thinking, I know friends of mine from the past right now. They've struggled for 20 years. Why? Because they didn't stay where God put them. They know faith principles. They know to make confessions. But friend, there's more to it than that. Isaac was raised up in a faith family. He's raised up under the so-called father of faith. He could have went to Egypt and made faith confessions, and he would not have been blessed. Right? It's not just about knowing faith principles. It works together. Every one of us has a place where we're supposed to be. Right? No other place will do. And the devil knows that. And that's why he's always trying to start some. You know, ministries. Between ministries. There are some things that can only be done corporately. There's a lot of things that I can't do as an individual, you can't do, but as a church family together, we can do it. The devil knows that. So if he can keep us fighting each other all the time, then he can keep those things from being done. There's a lot of things that we as a church, no matter how big we might ever get or how rich we might ever get, we as one church cannot do. But multiple churches and ministries together could do it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The God of Isaac, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-409. That's R-409. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.